that. Thanks to Fairmont Homes, their 50th birthday bash bonus bash is on now. Visit a display village to find out more. Eddie Betts, good morning. How are you, mate?
I'm good, boys. Thanks for having me. Rocked up a bit late.
You timed that perfectly. No. You came in just as the music was about to start, Ed.
Yeah, it's a bit wet out there, so the traffic's a lot slower.
Now, Eddie, this weekend is Indigenous Round, and we spoke last week about how your auntie has designed the jumper. Fantastic thing, and the image of the crow, and you talked about the symbolic power of it as a symbol of healing after a difficult 12 months at the club with the death of Phil Walsh and so forth. I wanted to ask you about some of the negative comments that you hear sometimes about Indigenous Round. You know, some people are critical of it and say, oh, you know, why do we single out or celebrate Indigenous culture? I just can't understand that mindset given the massive contribution that Indigenous people have made to the national game.
Yeah, well, you know, there's people out there that do judge it. And I guess it's just more so about learning about Indigenous culture. This week especially, you know, if you look at every single jumper that's going to be represented in Indigenous Round this week, there's a different story, a different artist, and, you know, there's over 1,000 different tribes in Australia. So for myself as well, I'm still learning about, you know, other tribes in Australia because I read all these other jerseys that tell a different story and you learn a lot. So
you learn a lot about the country too, don't you?
You do, like, and if you don't know anything about Indigenous culture, you know, you should tune in this week and, you know, you would learn a lot because, like I said, all the jumpers tell a different story with a different artist and a different tribe. So
I was thinking about it last night, like for anyone in South Australia who sort of is down on the idea of Indigenous Round, you think about the 3 years of football that mean the most to South Australians, 97, 98 and 2004. If you take Andrew McLeod and also Troy Bond out of the 97 side and
the
98, we probably wouldn't have won those premierships. And you think about Port in 2004, that game was almost single-handedly won by Byron Pickett, Gavin Wanganeen,
Peter Burgoyne.
Sean Burgoyne. They're just amazing contributions those blokes made.
Yeah, they're fantastic players. And, you know, like Bungie's won back-to-back Norm Smith medals. He's kicked 7 goals in a preliminary final to get the boys into the grand final. And like you said, in the Port game, I played a curtain raiser to that with Calder Cannons in the grand final under-18s.
And in 2004? Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, and Byron's my cousin, and, you know, just to watch him, you know, play on the big stage. And, you know, it could have went to any one of them. Gavin Wanganeen last quarter was fantastic on that day. He's kicked 4 goals, I think. But, yeah, so it was a great game.
And almost single-handedly got him into the grand final too with the previous week against St Kilda, played probably the game of his life in the prelim final.
One of the best games I've ever seen an individual play. That was phenomenal. But
what do you think of the theory that there's something about Indigenous players that they play differently from white people?
I think it's just on instinct. You know, they play on instinct. But then again, like people come up and say, you know, you've got the talent. You know, how do you do it? And, you know, it's hard work as well. We've got the talent, but, you know, we don't bank on that. You've got to work hard off the track because if you don't, you know, if you've got the talent and you don't work hard, you don't go anywhere. So it's more about just working hard. It's on instinct, really.
Now, I've just received some exciting news that we have a Indigenous jumper to give away today as part of this segment. But there's a question attached to it. Because like Eddie says, with hard work, there's nothing for free in this life. There's certainly nothing for free on this program. You need to call in 822-3005 and tell us who was the player, Indigenous, that wore the number 18 before Eddie?
The immediate past one. Because there's been three, haven't there? There's been three Crows players who've worn the number 18.
The immediate
players.
Past.
One 18. Of them's obviously you, Ed.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So the answer's not Eddie. The one before Eddie. 822-3005. You've got to come on air, but it's a pretty good prize as well. Hey, I was watching Fox Footy last night, I think it was. It might have been the night before. They actually had, behind the scenes, I think it was North Melbourne, how they actually designed the jumper for this weekend, the Indigenous jumper. And they showed the artist literally painting onto a jumper, and then they obviously, whatever process they use, is that how your auntie does it? Does she design it separately or literally draw it onto a jumper and then they
She designed it separately and then she put it on the jumper, but then she had to adjust because some of the artwork couldn't fit on the jumper.
Yeah, right.
And so she had to go back and redesign it and make it perfect so it all fits on the jumper.
Yeah, it's an amazing process. Mm. I never really thought about how you'd do that before. But they were literally, in this case, they were painting it on there, and obviously you can do it sort of a separate design and they apply it to the actual jumper somehow.
Yeah.
They look fantastic.
It was fantastic. And it's saying that, like, the club approached me and said, do you want to design this jumper? And I said, yeah, I'll ask my auntie. And Cam Alice-Yolman at the time is an artist, and he'd done this amazing design and put it on a jumper, and it looked fantastic. But then Cam said, I just want to focus on footy and, you know, try get into the AFL team this year, and so yeah, and then I asked my auntie and she said I'll come up with a design and send it through to the club, and
excellent.
Now it looks good.
Oh, that's great.
It does.
I was reading that you're going to put on a feed for the boys tonight. Is that the case? Is it tonight?
No, that was yesterday.
Oh, you did it?
We had a smoking ceremony down at the club yesterday, and we put on some kangaroo meatballs, some damper for the boys, and the boys really enjoyed it. You know, we got a lot of positive feedback on it. They loved it, and you know, we organised Archie Roach to come down to the club and sing a few songs for the boys.
He sang They Took the Children Away, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He sang that to the boys and told the story behind it, where he was stolen from his mother when he was three, out in the communities of Victoria near Warrnambool. So he said his parents went into town. They walked about 20 km to shopping, and he explained to the boys back in them days where there was a curfew on Indigenous people. You know, they had to be out of town by dark. So from 6 at night to 6 in the morning, no Indigenous people were allowed in town. So they had to leave that and go back home. And they went back home and he wasn't there. And he explained that he lived with, you know, his mum and dad, his foster parents who were white. And he said to the boys, you know, he loved them to the day they died. And explained the most important thing I think the boys got out of it, where he said, I love everybody. I love all the yous, they're Australian, and, you know, we just got to close the gap between Indigenous and Australian, and I think the boys got a lot out of it yesterday.
It's sad because you think about the way your people are, there's more of you in jail, there's more babies that are being born that are dying unnecessarily, so you're overrepresented in all of those statistics. But the really great thing about AFL is I think Indigenous people make up 3% of the Australian population, but you make up 9% of the AFL players list. So that is the one statistic where, for the better, Indigenous people are overrepresented.
Yeah, and I think, and in saying that, we have to be role models as well, because, like you said, everyone's ending up in jail. And that's through alcohol, through drugs, through violence. And I'm an ambassador of the Childhood Foundation, which is, you know, violence against women, and especially in the communities, there's a lot of violence against women. And I think playing AFL footy, it's a great platform to be a role model to these young Indigenous kids. And, you know, it's more so about educating these kids, and because none of them go to school. And these days, you know, I'm just speaking back in Port Lincoln, there's a lot of drugs going through the communities. And so that's sending them, you know, to hang out at night, stealing, drinking, doing drugs, and they end up getting locked up. So they spoke about bringing a curfew back into Port Lincoln, where Indigenous kids are not allowed out after 9. So I think it's just more so about education and having programs outside of school. I mean, Mallee Park is a great platform for that, because these young Indigenous kids go to Mallee Park after hours, you know, they can engage by playing footy.
And it gives your life a bit of structure too.
Yeah, it does. So, like I said, it's up to now I think there's 74 Indigenous players in the AFL now. And so we've got to, like, give back to the communities and be the next generation to change.
Do you share the day across teams as well, I guess, with your opponent GWS? It is this week. I can't recall how it was last year. But do you make an effort to catch up with the Indigenous guys on the other side as well, or you have a chat with them afterwards?
We always do. Not that it's only because it's Indigenous round. Every time we play a team with an Indigenous person in it, after the game, you know, we'll go up, give a handshake and say, how's family?
Yeah.
How's life? Yeah. How you liking footy? You know, and just talk about off-field stuff. So
you and Jared Impey had a good chat after the showdown.
Yeah.
Jarman Impey in round two.
Yeah, I like having a chat to the boys, and we always, after a loss, if we win, I've always told the boys, keep your head up. Who you got next week? You'll play well next week, and just little things like that.
Yeah. Hey, it was a real pity you didn't take that hanger last week. Ed, you're about 30 feet off the ground, I reckon. When you,
I went into self-preservation mode, actually. If I didn't think about myself, I got a fingertip to it, but that was only it. But, if there's no one down there and the ball will come in, no tours, they said have a crack at it. Yeah, I did, but did end up taking it.
It would have been a Monty for Mark of the Year.
Oh, absolutely.
So GWS on the weekend, they're red hot at the moment. It's going to be a massive game.
It is. They're second on the ladder, and it's their midfield that love to run. They're fast, free-flowing footy. So we just got to stop their run, I think. With Scully, Shields, and them kind of guys, just run hard forward and get the ball down to Jeremy Cameron. Stevie J's down there. So, I think it's going to be a game that's going to be win or loss in the midfield. And if we get it going our way and put their defenders under pressure, I think we can score some goals. The big Texan back on fire has kicked five last week. He's going to kick five. So
you did say that.
Hopefully he can do it again this week.
We've got a couple of really nice texts wishing you all the best for Indigenous Round. Faye says, I love the Indigenous Round. I like this one from Freddie, who says, finally a Crows player that talks common sense. As an Indigenous person, I say, good on you, Eddie, but I still love Port.
What was his name?
Freddie.
Freddie, I love you, Freddie.